Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Barry Joswiak, of the 5th Legislative District in Berks County. Representative Joswiak, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you're a new member of the House of Representatives, and you're from a law enforcement background. And because of that, I understand that you serve on the House Judiciary Committee, a committee that's dealing with a lot of really interesting topics this year in the House of Representatives, including the possibility of running legislation that has to do with medical marijuana. And I understand your committee just had a hearing on that. What's going on with this issue?
Well, just last week, we met down in Philadelphia. We actually went to the University of Penn to talk to the research hospitals and the people there to find out about the research on the medical marijuana. And then we moved into actual hearings at the Pennsylvania Hospital, where we had testimony from many physicians concerning the use of marijuana in a medical status. Their advice to us through the testimony is go slow. We're not sure of a long-term effect on this when somebody's receiving a dose over a long period of time. In a short period of time, they're thinking it has some value, but they don't know if there'll be some residual effect as time goes on.
And I understand that the committee is going to be holding some additional hearings on this.
Yes, that was the first hearing in Philadelphia. We're going to have another hearing in the Harrisburg area with law enforcement to see their perspective on the medical marijuana. And then also, we want to hear from all the public out in the Pittsburgh area for the pros and cons to see just what everybody's really thinking about this.
Also, the House Judiciary Committee has been dealing with a topic that the governor has recently made an announcement about, and that has to do with the death penalty in Pennsylvania. I understand he's put a moratorium on the actual execution of prisoners in Pennsylvania. What's this about? Why is he involved in this particular issue? What's the committee looking at here?
Well, I can't answer for the governor. I don't know why he's involved in it, but what I can tell you is we held an additional hearing in Philadelphia last week, and the goal there was to speak to victims and their living relatives as to how it affected their lives and what actually took place, and also about these people that have been really strenuously looked at through the legal process and the courts. And there's no other case that comes before the courts that they dissect every item of these type of convictions because it does involve the death penalty. We did hear from many people. Actually, the wife of Scott Wirtz, a former Reading police officer, was killed, as you know, several years ago. She gave testimony there, and it was quite a moving afternoon for us to hear all this testimony from the results of these murders that the families are now living with.
And is the committee going to be following up on this?
We are going to have additional hearings with the moratorium to see how people think. We want to talk to law enforcement again on this. And also, we also want to talk to the public just to get a feel as who's in favor of it, who's not in favor of it. And we will probably be making some recommendations or something in the near future to talk to the governor about this.
And you're a new member of the House of Representatives. As a matter of fact, your district is a brand new district. Tell us a little bit about the district, and if your constituents would need to get a hold of you, where can they find you?
Well, the district runs as part of Exeter Township. It starts in the Farming Ridge area, Ole Turnpike Road, and it goes up along Antietam Lake. It takes in the townships of Alsis, Ruskin Minor, goes up to Fleetwood, just right up to Pricetown Road, comes down to Blandon, on Maiden Creek Township, Onalani, Burn Township. Then it kind of wraps right around the Blue Marsh Lake. It goes up to the right, as far up as the Schuylkill County line, across 78 in the Charlottesville area. And it goes west over to Bethel. It then travels down to the Wilmersdorf area and then Marion Township, which is west of Wilmersdorf, out to the Lebanon County line.
Wow, big district.
It's a large district, and we're eager to serve the people there. And we have an office set up right now in Onalani Township. The address is 16B Margaret Lane, which is right on Route 61, right off of 222 and Cross Keys. I'm right beside the Boy Scouts of America building, and our phone number there is 610-926-0781.
Representative Joswiak, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Barry Joswiak.